Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Plaza in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Welcome. I've got a basket of eggs here today. Oh, yes. Today we're celebrating Easter. Happy Easter to you and your family and friends and our listeners and fans. Thank you for being here on Easter Sunday weekend, and appreciate it. Definitely. We're sitting in the Pastel studio right down the hall from the Greasy Garage studio. Oh, it's so good to get away from the grease smell. It really is. Get into the Pastel studio where, in fact, all the colors are just pastel. Which are pretty. I love it. Love it. How many of you, raise your arm, right or left, doesn't matter. Just nod if you'd like. Maybe even move that eyebrow if you had a chance to dice some eggs this weekend. You know, where you put the little vinegar in there and the dye in there and you stir it all up. Next thing you know, you look at your hand and your hand looks like a pastel egg. Wear gloves. Same gloves I wear in the Greasy Garage every day. Working on cars. Keep the grease off, the stain off. Yeah, who wants to? Uh-oh. My fingers are a little pastel. I was helping the grandkids dye eggs, and oh, well, it'll wash sooner or later, I hope. No, welcome in. Welcome into the Pastel Studio here. I'm Mark Evans. You're listening to Auto World. Folks, I've got 3 hours of your life coming up, and we're talking about your auto world today. My auto world, everybody's auto world, because you're listening to Auto World. We have a lot of fun here. That's what it's all about. Because of you. Thanks for joining me. Remember the phone number since 1992. It's the same number. You probably, hopefully, have it memorized. It's 855-660-4261. Dashboard Daniel, he's sitting right there on top of, well, he's not on top of, but next to it, sitting in an electric chair today. He's behind the GCN 2800 mixer machine to make you sound good. That's right. Sometimes he's got to push a button and get the chair to go all the way to the left of that 22-foot-long dashboard that he's sitting behind. Dashboard Daniel, and sitting in this week here on Auto World, and to the left of me, because that's the only way he can go, sitting in for Eddie the Engine Emailer, he takes care of our email bag, is my chauffeur. Yeah, slide him in, slide him out, Sammy. Sammy, woo! Thanks for putting gas in the limo today. Jeez, this last, what, 2 weeks ago, you forgot to put enough gas in there, and I think I was getting, did I have to push the limo? No? Okay. We had a lot of friends helping us push the limo to get it started, well, to get it into the gas station. Anyway, slide him in and slide him out, Sammy, my chauffeur, gets me in the studio every week. He's in the house, taking care of the email bag. We're going to go into the email bag at least once an hour. We have 3 hours of your life today on Auto World, and of course, all 3 hours of Auto World is different. That's right. In fact, let's just start. If you would, see that little hubcap over there? Slide them in and slide them out, Sammy. That, hand it to me. Thank you. That is the menu for today's, what we have on the menu today here in the Auto World restaurant. I mean, Pastel Studio. Let's do it. Hour three, folks. Hour three. Well, every hour today, I'm going to share with you the highest mileage, hour three, the highest mileage car in the world in 2024. Yeah, 2024. Highest mileage car in the world. That's on the third hour. And then on the second hour, we're going to go ahead and give you a report. I'd like to share this with you, too. The highest mileage SUV in the world in 2024. And then I have on the first hour, the highest mileage truck in the world. And a little story goes along with each one of them. And then back to the third hour, I got the baby SUV. A little baby SUV. It could be coming to a driveway near you. Well, they did. They did. Yes, this company did file a patent in India. It's a company, you know. You're probably driving one right now, or having one sitting there parked in the carport right now, or in the garage, or the, you know, wherever you might want to park your Auto World, your that product. Anyway, you're gonna hear about it on third hour. And I have some treats for you today. Every hour of the Easter edition of Auto World from the New York Auto Show. We call them the New York Auto Show treats. Yes. In fact, these treats might just make you just want to run into the dealership as soon as possible. Yeah. And what makes this worth bringing back? They're bringing her back. We've talked about it before. But what really makes it worthwhile for having them bring it back? We're going to find out on the third hour. And of course, on the third hour, at the very end of the program, I have a word with Mark. And this is about you and me and everyone on this planet that we are on, Auto World Planet. Second hour, hey, are you going to be running in 2025? Not for president or vice president or secretary of the donut squad or whatever. No, I'm talking about cars here. Are you going to be running in 2025? This one is, so stay tuned on the second hour. And guess what, folks? The United States probe is out again. Second hour, the probe is all about a snap ring. Listen up on the second hour. I have the probe is also going to be joining us on the first hour. Probing, the United States probe. Yeah, it's out. They're probing, and this one on the first hour is over shifting. So stay tuned. I know a friend that has a problem right now about that first hour thing. So we're going to talk a little about that on the first hour. Also on the second hour, though, again, second hour, we've got Jeff, Motorsports Wrestler. He has the Auto World Motorsports update for us coming the second hour. You'll love it. Has everything to do with two letters. Well, you'll find out when you listen to it on the second hour. And, of course, again, folks, I've got some New York Auto Show treats on the second hour. But right now, it's the first hour. Let's tune right in. Thank you. You are the star of the show. As always, folks, I always look forward to your phone calls at 855-660-4261. And, of course, the email here, Auto World Radio. That's one word, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And that's really, truthfully, the best way to get a hold of me. But I love it when you message me over on Facebook. You can message me there if you'd like. The address is my name, Mark Evans. And we also want to thank the folks that are following me over there on Facebook. Thank you. And you can follow me if you'd like. I've got a picture of a Porsche there on Facebook here for this weekend for you with pastel colors on it. Head over and take a look. One car with multiple colors, pastel colors. And, of course, the three Bentleys. Pastel colors, folks, over at the Auto World Radio Facebook page. Just head on over there. Three different models of pastel colored Bentleys. Love them. Oh, yeah. Instagram address is Auto World Media. Auto World Media. Almost forgot it. No, Auto World Media. Just like my website, autoworldmedia.com. I'm on LinkedIn, so you can check me out there. So anyway, folks, let's just get going here. Let's put this juice pedal down and get going. First gear. You're the star of the show. Want to hear from you. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. I got a little history of signs. Huh? Yeah. Road signs. I'm talking road signs. Yeah. You take them for granted, you know? I mean, truthfully, the first signs were for bicyclists. The roads were typically named after the towns to which they led. It was 1648. A law in Britain required each, parish to construct a guidepost. Oh, yeah. The modern idea of road signs has its origins as warning systems for bicyclers. Yeah. And, of course, cycling was at its infamy. Truthfully, it was so good back then in the early 1800s. Of course, the big wheel. Do you have one of those big wheels with a big wheel on the front, little one on the back? Have you ever had a chance to actually ride one of those? Oh, my gosh. It's tough. It really is. Who discovered road signs is another question. We're going to talk a little bit about road sign history throughout all 3 hours of Auto World. Who discovered road signs? One of the first modern-day road sign systems was devised of the Italian Touring Club in 1895. But by 1900, Congress of the International League of Touring Organizations in Paris was considering proposals for standardization, big word, standardization of road signature. Signs. Everywhere. Yeah. I'm going to have to dig up to find out how much money, tax dollars, we all spend on signs. How about paint on the road? Woo! Gotta always be guided, don't we? You're over there by the line. Now you stay over there by the line, and I'll stay over on this side of the line, and we'll be happy, especially on a two-lane road. Thanks for joining me. We'll come right back. I've got some Easter trivia coming your way.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
We'll be right back.
welcome back into the Pastel Studio here in the Auto World Plaza. It's good to have you along, folks. I love these colors that we're sitting around and sitting in for Eddie, the engine emailer for us. I got the email bag on his lap. Is slide him in and slide him out, Sammy, my chauffeur, and it's good to have you here. Got a little Easter egg trivia for you. Yeah. Did you know that, in fact, painting eggs comes from Ukraine? Yeah. And the very first ever Easter egg was invented in the UK. We're going to share with you, I am, every hour, just a little bit of Easter trivia. Why not? Because 'tis the season. Happy Easter to you and your family, and good to have you here. Well, it's happening. Yeah, United States probe is back out, folks. And this means that they're probing it. That probe, oh yeah. Well, this one, let's do it. Right here, right on the first hour of Auto World, the probe is... The United States is probing Stellantis. That is your Ram brand, folks, that Ram pickup truck. The year 2022, Ram truck models, they're probing this whole probe story is about probing about a K1 snap ring. Yeah. Well, I know you're saying, well, who cares about snap rings? Wait a minute. Stop the bus right here, right now. Let's put her in reverse. Back her up. Beep, beep, beep. Do you have any clue, folks? You know how many parts and pieces there are underneath that steering wheel that you're hanging on to right now? Ha, 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 ha. The day, just the steering wheel alone used to just be a ceramic-coated metal ring with a horn button in the center. And that horn button, all it had was a little 12-volt hot wire coming up to it. And, oh, yeah, a little black ground wire. And you push down on that little center metal cap thingamajigger called the horn button, it would go honk, honk. Yeah. Today, heated steering wheels, cruise control, airbag, stereo, volume up and down. Air conditioning controls, heater controls. I mean, the steering wheel. I feel like I'm almost driving an F1 Formula race car because of all the buttons in that steering wheel. Snap rings mean a lot. Well, in this probe, Stellantis, United States, yes, this just happened. The U.S. Office of Defect Investigations, ODI, has opened up an evaluation, a probe of a failure of the K1 snap ring in the Chrysler Stellantis 2022 Ram 3500, 4500, and 5500 trucks. Uh-oh. This all came from the NHTSA. That's the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. This just came out Friday. Yeah. Over complaints, the ODI has received quite a few complaints, alleging from the complaints, thank you for saying something, if you have this problem, loss of power due to an internal transmission failure of the K1 snap ring. Loss of power at speeds greater than 25 miles per hour without the ability for the vehicle to resume normal operation. This snap ring, they're calling it the K1 snap ring. What's it doing? The snap ring, what happens is the snap ring, folks, becomes dislodged and the forward gears 1 to 4 are no longer functional during this failure. Because the snap ring's not attached anymore. Potentially leaving your truck disabled. Now, according to the NHTSA, the company, the company's United States unit, FCA, has conducted some testing and said that during such an event, a warning message will display to you on the dash, and gear 5 in reverse will remain available. Oh, doesn't that make you feel warm and fuzzy? You know, gear 5 and reverse will still remain available. Go ahead and keep pushing the juice pedal and find out what, if you take off in gear 5, what it will do to, you know, clutches in the transmission. Oh, in fact, let's just put it this way. It'll smell like you're having a transmission barbecue for all your friends and relatives. And then you'll hear a big bang. No, you won't be listening and watching The Bang Theory, that show Bang. No, you'll be hearing it. You'll be smelling it. And in fact, EPA will probably be after you because you've got transmission fluid all over where it banged on the highway or the road or the freeway because you're trying to use fifth gear to keep going. Or do you expect to use the other gear that's in place at the time because the K1 snap ring's gone? It says, you know, fifth gear's good and reverse is good. Really? Are you really going to drive that truck up the road in reverse? Uh-oh. That's the United States probe, folks. Just because of a K1 snap ring, transmission failures, the 2022 Ram 3500, Ram 4500, and the 5500 trucks. It's not a recall yet. A lot of you have actually emailed me. Thank you for doing that. That email address, again, is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. A lot of you have actually emailed me and asked quite a few. Mark, what makes you do the recalls on Auto World? Yes, I do. This is a probe. And is the second hour? Oh, yeah. Slide them in, slide them out. Sammy here, my chauffeur, says the probe, second hour probe. We got another probe coming on the second hour. I like the probes because that's not a recall yet. And they're probing to find out that these K1 snap rings are gone on the Stellantis Ram trucks. Okay, so maybe we can get Stellantis to fix it before the recall comes. But a lot of you have emailed me, what makes a recall a recall? That means a lot. What makes it a recall is that they got caught. They found the problem. They did, or you did. Usually you find the problem first. That's right, you do. You go to the dealership with that vehicle, and you go to the, you know, service side of it, and you say, this is what my vehicle's doing. They type it in the little keyboard thing called a computer, and it goes into the stat database and all that, and then they say, okay, we'll see if we can't fix it. The first thing they're checking to see if it's a recall or a service bulletin on it, folks. Of course, you don't know that because you're on the other side of the monitor. I want you to check to make sure it's a recall or a service bulletin prior to going into the dealership. That way you're on the same mechanic talk wavelength with them. How to do that? Just go and Google your make and model. Just type that year, make and model in, put recall in the end of it and hit enter. You'll find that the NHTSA's got a search bar there. You can put your VIN number in and you can find out what's going on. What makes a recall versus a probe? Not a lot of them have been found yet. Recall, a lot of you have said something. Thousands of you. Thank you. We'll be right back. Oh, yeah. New York Auto Show treats. I love them.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
News. I'm Laura Winters. It is March 31st, Easter Sunday, Mass being held at the Vatican in Rome.
The outpouring of grief for this young man is real and it is raw. When you see the photos of him with his wife and young son, our hearts break.
That is New York City Mayor Democrat Eric Adams.
Today we mourn the tragic death of one of our own, police officer Jonathan Dillard, the husband to Stephanie, the father to young Ryan, hero to all New Yorkers and all Americans.
Thousands of police officers from across the country and Canada at the funeral Saturday for fallen New York City police officer Jonathan Diller in Massapequa, New York. He was 31 and on the force just 3 years. Officer Diller shot and killed during a routine traffic stop in Queens by a career criminal, a man with a long rap sheet, 21.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Time. Woo. Slide him in and slide him out. Sammy, he's got the bag. Hand me the bag, Sammy. Thank you. My chauffeur, you do awesome. You do awesome. I appreciate it, especially the good smell on the back of the limo. Slide him in and slide him out, Sammy. Let's get into the email bag and pick one out. We got quite a few of them in there, I know for a fact. There's one right there. Got it. Get you folks helped here. That's what it's about. That's what it's about. Now, the emails in the email bag, I have no clue. I haven't had a chance to read them. I don't know. I have a clue why and how come. And that's the ones that Eddie the Engine puts in the email bag to stump me. Stump the chump right here, folks. Let's do it. Got one here I can read. If you do not want me to read it on the air, just put a little note in there. But I still will help you, absolutely. If you'd like me to call you and talk to you direct, throw your phone number in there. And like I say, it's just between you and I. No one knows your phone number or your email. So, and, you know, we can go back and forth, and which we do all the time. And I appreciate it. Folks, I ask you to deliver. That's what it's all about. Okay, this one here is right from Jim. Jim says, oh, yes. Okay. I had to, okay. See that? Okay. Jim says, problems with my defroster on my 2015 Chevrolet truck, Mark. I have the defroster on, but do not feel air coming out of the vents when I have it on heat or AC. The air comes out of the vents only when I have the Oh my, only when I have the rear heat on could this be something I could fix. Thanks again, Jim. Right here in Boise, Idaho. Awesome. He says he's listening on KBOI. Well, let's do a shout-out to one of our great affiliates right here in the Boise, Idaho area. Oh, yeah. Thank you, Dashboard Daniel, the shout-out horn. That would be News Talk, KBOI, AM 670 and FM 93.1. Nampa, Caldwell, good to have you folks along. And right there in Marsing, Homedale, Star, Eagle, Mountain Home. Yes, Baker, Oregon, Ontario, Oregon, Nyssa, Boise, Idaho, all of you. Good to have you here listening to us on News Talk KBOI, AM 670 and FM 93.1. Jim, I need to kind of read this again here. You're saying that it's 2015 Chevrolet truck. You have the defroster on, but you do not feel any air coming out of the vents. Okay, I'm just taking it... You don't have any air coming out of the defrost vents. You probably got a fogged up windshield. It's got a lot of moisture on it. Yeah, we're nice and about 45 degrees, 58 degrees here today in Boise where I'm sitting, along with Jim. But we've got 45 mile an hour winds. So we do have a little moisture on the windshield, don't we, Jim, in the morning. So you want your defrost on. A couple things. 2015 Chevrolet, I'm thinking the control head. I want to make sure that that's working correctly. One thing we want to make sure... is how long, first off, Jim, has this been going on? And your control head itself, where the buttons are, where you're touching, turning, etc., the temperatures and all that. You've got separate climate controls there, of course. You've got automatic control. By the way, the little tip here at Auto World, I'd like to tell you folks that if you can, Jim and everyone else that has climate control, what that means, you know, you push the auto button, and then you have the buttons that you can turn and put a temperature on the little control head. You know, I want it 72 degrees in here. Great. On the driver's side, hey, I want it, you know, 85 on the passenger side. Those are the numbers you see. That's a thermostat, okay? And that thermostat is just like the thermostat in your house, folks. How many times do you go to your thermostat in your house and mess with the thermometer, the thermostat, up and down, down and up, up and down? Yeah, I could sing a song about it. Don't do it. I know you're not. Why? Because you know it's costing you money. See, you're killing your air conditioning system. You're killing your furnace because it's turning on heat up, and then it's turning off to cool you down. Set it and forget it. You know, Ron Popeil. Yeah, set it and forget it. That's what I want you to do with the climate control. Where it says automatic, touch the automatic. Put the number you want. Set it and forget it. Jim, what you got going on there? You don't have any air going up on the defrost side of your windshield to get the fog off and or moisture off the windshield. Here's what's wrong. Jim, have you been listening to a little hamster or a little squirrel underneath the dash? Yeah, literally. It's like the squirrel's in there eating nuts. What? You have a squirrel? No, you do not have a squirrel or a hamster. You have a actuator valve going bad on you. They're plastic. It's got gears, plastic gears inside the little plastic actuator box. That is what it's electronically controlled off of that thermometer, that thermometer head where the numbers are, digital numbers are displayed. So when you turn the temperature you want, or if you push the manual button for defrost only, then it tells that little actuator to shut the little door that's on the heater side to push all the air, stop it from pushing on your feet, and push it up to the windshield. So that you have a little actuator in a 2015 Chevrolet truck, that actuator for the defrost mode, because you have three of these little plastic actuator boxes. Gemini, no, you asked if you can do it yourself. No, you cannot. I do not want you even attempting it. You have three boxes. One controls the vents for coming out with the air conditioning right in your face vents, I call them. Then you have the vents like you have that's not working, the defrost vents pushing on the windshield. Then you have the stinky sock feet smell vents down there for your feet. The actuator you want to get to, just so you can talk the talk, man, the lingo to the dealership. I wouldn't even recommend an independent to do it. I've done them before. You got to know how to time them. I can't tell you if an independent repair shop knows how to time those bad boys. I do. I said to myself, I got so many clients and customers. How lucky am I? I need to learn how to do that too, to help them. But the dealer knows what they're doing. It is over on the right above the juice pedal. That's called the accelerator pedal, the go pedal, where you push on the right foot there, Jim. Yeah, it's right above that foot. And you can bend down up underneath there and look up in there, and you'll see that little box is there, a little electrical plug hooked to it. I believe the only place you can get the part is the dealer. So you just take it to the dealer. Tell him, you talk to Mark Evans here in Auto World. He says the actuator's out, period. That's what's going on, Jim. That's why you don't have any air going up onto the windshield. So hopefully that makes sense. Price of actuator, let's talk that first. They're probably $35, pretty close to that is what they're going to charge you. They're going to charge you an hourly rate, which some dealers are now over $200 per hour. But there you are, $250, $300, and you'll have air blowing on your windshield again. By the way, Jim, you have two other boxes. If you haven't replaced them on that 2015 Chevrolet truck, get ready, because they're going to start sounding like a little squirrel under there, too. The noise that you're hearing is his gear slipping, okay? That's what the noise is. The teeth on the gears are worn out, and they're sitting there spinning. They won't clog into each other, male, female. That's what the noise is. Hopefully that makes sense, Jim. Hey, appreciate you listening to us here, right here in Boise, Idaho, live where I'm sitting in the Pastel Studio on News Talk, KBOI, AM 670, FM 93.1. Thanks, Jim, right here in Boise. Appreciate it. This is how we do it. Got a little gift for you, too, Jim, by the way. Got some Easter egg dye kit in there. I got to get you some Easter egg dye kit. Why not? You know, it's Easter. And also, you'll have some STP Super Concentrated Fuel Injector Cleaner coming to you. If you'd like me to hand deliver, I got some other goodies too, by the way. I can hand deliver it to you. Just send me an address back, and I'll at autoworldradio@yahoo.com, and we'll get you fixed. We'll get you that gift bag and get your smell there also. And by the way, that stupid stinky sock smell that you're smelling, Jim, spray some antibacteria Lysol spray. That's for another topic. We'll be right back from the Pastel Studio right here in the Auto World Plaza.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hang up and drive. Get off of that telephone. Going. All you do is a yakety yak, and you ain't looking where you're at. So honey, hang up and drive, get off of that telephone.
Oh, just the other day. My fire was lit. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And I didn't even have any octane boost in me at the time, but my fire was lit. A gentleman was in front of me, and I actually had to use that metal thing in front of me called the horn. He was on his telephone. One-lane highway. No passing. 25 miles an hour, 55-mile-an-hour speed zone. I did it, folks. I did it. The gentleman wouldn't pull over. Honked the horn to wake him, but he was so involved in talking to him on the phone. It was very obvious. I could see it just plain as day. No tinted windows. Let me ask you, would you have called 911 and reported, just like you report a drunk driver, you know, a person that might be weaving all over the place or going fast and then slow? Well, this gentleman was going slow on a cell phone. Would you have called 911 and reported him? 855-660-4261. I did. It didn't take long. Anyway, hey, I have for you right now the highest mileage truck in the world in 2024. Can you guess how many miles this truck has on it? Oh, yeah. It's a Ford. The highest mileage Ford truck in the world in 2024, folks. You know, are you focused on high mileage? No. Are you trying to figure out how to get to high mileage? No. Yeah, well, this truck, it's recorded as the highest recorded highest mileage truck in the world in 2024. It's a Ford F-350 6.7 Super Duty 2013 F-350. It packs a 6.7 liter turbo diesel. Yeah. Wow. You ready for the number? 1.3 million miles on this bad boy. Very impressive. It's a workhorse, and it's still 1.3 million miles. Wow. You wouldn't have never actually. Would the odometer still go that far? Well, this one did. He kept track of it. That's right. A 2013 Ford F-350 6.7 Super Duty. It's a heavy truck designed, of course, for demanding tasks, tough terrain, of course, equipped with a 6.7 liter power stroke V8 turbo diesel engine. Delivers impressive powers. You know, the torque and the fuel efficiency is not too bad. It's ideal for towing, hauling heavy loads, of course, long distance trips. And, of course, the hum of the engine. Well, this truck, folks, this particular F-350, it rolled into a repair shop again. It stunned not only the owner of the repair shop, but it stunned the mechanics in the repair shop when they saw the, basically this owner says, I've got 1.3 million miles on this. Wow. So let's ask, how did this owner do this? How did he achieve this feat? Well, to start, the 6.7 liter V8 turbo diesel is famed for delivering ample power and torque. Yeah, fuel, you know, economy. It's also designed, and as you know, the folks that own them know it tows quite a bit and keeps towing until you're the one that turns it off and stops towing. Yeah. Oh, they asked the owner of this truck, how did you do it? What's the key of long life, the high mileage on this truck? He said to them, scheduled and as needed maintenance as needed, now, get it done. And frequent, very frequent, he said, frequent oil and fuel filter changes. And he said also, out of the four things he said, this is number three on the list, easy driving habits. Easy driving habits. Take it easy on it, he said. And the last one, four of them total, this is the number fourth, replacing of the failed components that fail before further damage to other systems occur. Bingo. Like I've always said here in Auto World, I want you to use your eyes, your nose, your ears, and your feel before it happens. If you smell something, get it fixed. Yep. 1.3 million miles. I understand this gentleman had his oil filter change and a fuel filters every 8,000 miles. That keeps it kicking. That's just the oil filter and, of course, the fuel filters. Remember, though, that, in fact, you got to remember that you have transmission filters. If you have an automatic transmission, get those replaced, folks. New fluid in there, too. Take the trash out. That's what I call it. You know, you do have a trash can on your automobile. It's called the oil pan. Take the trash out. Also, the transmission needs to have new filter and transmission oil put in it. And like this gentleman did, he's the winner of the 1.3 million mile highest mileage Ford truck in the world in 2024. Let's give him a hand. Yeah, 1.3 million miles. And he's still using it towing horses and hay and everything else under the sun and the moon whenever he needs to drive at night. It's there too. Coming up here on Auto World, folks, I have for you a little treat. In fact, let's just get to it. The New York Auto Show. I've got some New York Auto Show treats for you, and that means that the New York Auto Show just closed up, and they, yeah, you know these auto shows, we know what that all means, is that, in fact, the concept automobiles come into place. Yeah. And that's where the manufacturers display the new makes, the new models of the makes they have. The New York Auto Show featured quite a few of the eye-catching variety of different manufacturers on the show floor, of course. Let's just get right to it. Now, these makes and models might just get you to run to the dealership. Here's the first one, the Infiniti QX80. It's a sleek, cutting-edge wake-up call for BMW and Mercedes. See what I'm talking about? What I'm talking about is if one car manufacturer raises the bar to give you and I another creature feature, another look, another style, it puts the heat in the, well, it puts the heat under the hood, doesn't it? Or in the cabin, for the other manufacturers to raise the bar. Yes, the QX80 Infinity. Stay tuned. We're going to talk a little bit more about that coming up here on Auto World in the future, of course. It's all new for 2025. I'll just spill the beans right now. Price-wise, too. All new for 2025. It's going to be base model, $82,450, period. Oh, yeah. Okay, so it's powered by a new twin-turbo V6. Hang on. How much horsepower, you ask? Okay. Well, 450 horsepower, 516 pound-feet of torque. It is the Infiniti QX80. There's just one little treat for you. Let's do another treat for you before the garage door goes down here on the first hour. The Kia K4. Uh-oh. It's a compelling Civic and Corolla competitor. And by the way, it looks like a spaceship right out from the New York Auto Show. Yes, the Kia K4. That's why I'm giving you a heads up here. You know, it's basically the Honda Civic and Toyota Corolla. That kind of gives you an idea what kind of class it is in. If you're looking for one of those other makes or models, that's right. What's it going to have under the hood? You get a choice of a 2-liter or a 1.6-liter turbocharged engine, of course. But the main attraction of this Kia is technology. The K4 boosts 29 advanced driver assistance system features, including a lane-keeping assist. Keep you in the lane? Yeah. Yep. Adaptive cruise control, of course, and collision avoidance systems. You know, when you have that, call your insurance agent, and they're going to lower the price on you. Because the car is keeping you from never, you know, meeting somebody by accident. Yep. And they have a steering assist now, too. Kia does. It's optional, but you can get that. So that is the Kia K4 sedan. Now, it'll launch here at the second half of 2024, so stay tuned for that. We'll talk a little bit about that when it comes to the showroom floor. With also, they're going to launch Kia, a five-door hatchback version also. Another one? No, we're going to share a couple more, second hour and also third hour, and that's just one or two of your New York Auto Show treats this hour of Auto World. Thanks for being here, folks. Garage door's going down. No, I just want you to remember two things. Drive safe and motor on! This has been a Loose Nut production.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.